Parasha starts off. The parasha of Meraglim. Meraglim, the Torah tells us, Shlach lecho anoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says v'daitcho, ani eni mitzav lecho, in tir teshlach, you send out, you started to send out the Meraglim. Duchet HaMeraglim is one of the worst aveiros in the history of Klal Yisrael, what caused death to thousands of Yidden, what caused them not to go into Eretz Yisrael Miyad, for if they were going to Eretz Yisrael Miyad, the Beis HaMikdash would have been rebuilt. The Beis HaMikdash would have been rebuilt. Would have built them, rebuilt. We would have built the Beis HaMikdash right away. Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone in, and all the suffering and everything that went on, its aftermath would have resulted. It all started. It all erupted with the Chet HaMeraglim. Which brought these choshev yidin, to come to one of the worst aveiros. Chazal tell us that they came to a madrega of kfira beikur, says the Gemara. They were koyv beikur. They tie the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, can't take them out, can't bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Ki chodok hu mimenu, they said. Kavi Yochol. And what are we talking about? The Ramban speaks out. In the beginning of the Parsha, the Ramban asked the Seder Advarim of the name, of the different Nesiyim that we have who were sent. Lamati Shimon, Lamati Ruve, what's the say that word? Mona HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loyla, Diglayim, Loy Tzvoisom. What is the order over here? Not according to the Degel, not according to the Tzvoisom, Loy Kitoldoisom. Is that according to the order of their birth? Venira Sharon, Nosni Nain, Lefi Maila, Sashluchim. Lefi the Maila. Was haste. The Maila of each Shevet, Veshevi, Nasi, Vinasi, Loy the Ramban. The Maila is given. Every Maila, each Nasi was the fish was the fee Madrigosa. The says the fee Zer Yosheya bin Nun Yoshua wasn't from the top of people. The top, I'm going to Ramban the fee Maila to see you some. But I didn't have the Gemara. The Gemara's Mashmah that Yeshua and him didn't take it because they were more chalma. Aber das sagt der Ramban. Man zeigt ja. Es ist doch ein Perle. Also die greatest of people. When it came to such a lowly height, which caused, we said, the tzoros, tzoros from Klal Yisrael, they stay in the midbar, all the things that came out from it afterwards, Chmol Litzlan, the Chet HaMeraglim. Lachzom, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Darshins, the Chet HaMeraglim, Ein Lam Chelek Lo'i Bo'ilam HaZeh Bo'ilam HaBor. They don't have a Chet, not in this world, not in the next world. They lost the Gantz Oilam HaBor. The Daf Hashtein, Rashi says in the beginning of the parasha, Shlach lecho anoshim, lama nismecho parish meragim leparish mirim. Vishalokso al iske dibo, shedibro leachero, she spoke against leachero. Rishom alo rov leilok chumusa. These Rishoim saw Moilach humus. He didn't take the mus. We asked many of the kasha. Stating the Gemara, stating the Birkas Peretz kasha also. Yes. The pasuk says, "Vayishlach Moshe, kulam anoshim." They were all anoshim. Rashi says, "Lashon choshuv ba'ois hashoh." They didn't sin ba'ois hashoh. Ba'ois hashoh was kulam sheirim. When he vayishlach Moshe, kulam anoshim. State weiter in the parasha, vayelchu vayavoyu. Kishem, that they came back by Eitzara, kach, they left, they went out to Eretz Yisrael. When they went to view Eretz Yisrael, was by Eitzara. There's the chorus, the chastira here. It was an Eitzara, it wasn't an Eitzara. The Hainu, were they tzaddikim or they weren't tzaddikim? Stayed in Rashi, vayishlach to Moshe, kulam anoshim, kulam chashuvim. Anoshim is lashon chashivos, zok Rashi. So b'shas the shlichos they were chashuvim state. And Rashi says later on, vayechu vayavoyu, just like they left, just like they came to Eretz Yisrael, just like they came back from Eretz Yisrael with Eitzarah, so too they left with the Eitzarah. So Moshe, were they tzaddikim or they weren't tzaddikim? So if a parasha, we learned the parasha of Tzitzis. In parasha Tzitzis, the Torah zogt, the Gevaldi gezach, Dabel, b'nei Yisroel, v'mat aleihem, v'osu lam Tzitzis. Tzitzis, l'chor, we spoke, the people spoke this week. Tzitzis was given, noch the parasha of the Meraglim. As Rebbe Rashi brings, v'lois esurach, re'le v'avchem, Losra Oret, the Levi name of Raglum Laguf. Is this not a Melitza Behalma? About it, the fact that the mitzvah of Tzitzis was given noch the Chait, about it licked in the union from Tzitzis, the union from Tikkun of Chait Amraglum. What's the Tikkun of Chait of the Tzitzis for Chait Amraglum? State in the passion from Tzitzis, V'ol yolachem letzitzis u'isim o'isoi was the chayatim, it's called mitzvahs Hashem. You should have the tzitzis u'isim o'isoi. You see them, Rabbi, that means wearing it out. U'isim o'isoi. You should see the tzitzis, Rabbi, not have to get pat on the back from the Rebbe to find if you have it on. But it's chayatim, it's called mitzvahs Hashem. V'asisim o'isoi. V'lo yisasu achrei levavchem achrei neichem. You should wear the tzitzis and do the mitzvahs, but it's a surah and a vavchem and a neichem. State in Sifri, the Gemara Darshan also, well, it's a surah and a vavchem, zu haminus. Don't go after your heart, zu haminus. V'achrei neichem, znus, Chazal say, over the universe also, surah and a vavchem, is the minus. Hashkafis loy nechoinois, it's kfirir of Isaac. Fact of Ochanon, in Skoivet Mamorim, the Erish Tamayim on Amunah, Fact of Agvalde Kakashu, Lechor Sibas HaMinus, whom a kilkul, Hadas Vatecho. Minus, what's Minus of Isaac? Minus is the person of Min, he's the Apikoichus. Abikosis, the soid from Abikosis is where? In the seichel, right? A person's mixed up in the mind. Hashkofa lo nechoin, the hashkofa is in the mind. Umokom mishkin hadas ba'olim v'roish v'loi v'leif. The mishkin, or the mokom of the das is in the seichel, in the intellect, not in the leif. The pasuk said, "Should say, 'Let the surah reitaitchem va'acharei rasheicha.'" Like yes, we find many psukim. That we find that the mesiaches, the in of chokhmah to the leiv, chokham leiv yikach mitzvahs, v'libi ro habi chokhman kahelas. And that's the kasha. How is the chokhmah shahat to the leiv? How do we attribute the Chochmah to the Leib, Chochmah L'Choyra, the Mokoyim for the Chochmah is in the Seichah? Fekla b'chol nocha kasha. The mitzvah from Amuna, it's from the mitzvah that shakol yischol chayavim bo. There's a mitzvah in the Torah called Amuna, belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. All of Klal Yisrael is mitzvah in that mitzvah, is mitzvah in this mitzvah. Every single person. Take if mishigil l'chol gadlus. Once you reach the stage of godliness, 13 years of age, you mitzvah in all the mitzvah shebe Torah, including the mitzvah of Amuna b'Hashem. The ayotino ben yugil shona v'tinegis b'ashi b'shona. In fact, the Bochanan, we know that many, the biggest philosophers, the biggest minds, the greatest geniuses, they were nichshal in Amuna. Kigon Aristotle, he brings that the Rambam said on this person, Aristo, he said, "Shesichloi hu lamata minavua." His mind, his level of seicha, his level of intellect was lamata minavua kimat. Kimat, he almost reached this end, the level of nevua. Da'ainu, he was holding bout madregas hanevua b'ruach hakodesh. That's how high the intellect was. And yet, he was a koifer. He didn't reach Amun HaMitis. So how could it be that the Torah is Mechayim, this little pipsicle, he just came out, just grabbed, Baruch, he could feel his voice is really making, you know, onto the beam, he really makes up the beam, they put a chair, sometimes they lay it, they're going to say the Torah, his voice is crackling, you know, he's just got a new hat, it doesn't fit him, it's too big on him, like every bar mitzvah kid, and he has, you know, and he barely knows anything, and he has a mitzvah of a mood, how big is his intellect? What does he know already? What does he know past what he learned in Cheder, his Rebbe's last name, in the Cheder, 7th grade, even daddy sometimes he doesn't know. What does he know past the Parsha sheets? Every week that his father tests him at the table. How many Makas were there? The boy said, don't worry, there's no, some other guys don't know him. Anyway, but how many, right? What does he know past that? And yet he's a mitzvah to maimin, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and he's not maimin, he's over, and Chas v'Shalom could be a Kodesh, he's over. See, Reb Chaim Zavod and Nebuchadnezzar, because he doesn't know that he's not maimin by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tell the Kazach. Look, Reb Chon and his famous maimar, Rishon HaGevaldik Yisoyed. But this is the Yisoyed Reb Yisai. אבל כאשר נסבוינים בזה נמסו, כי האמונה שהקדוש ברוך הוא אוילום הוא מוכרחס לכל בן דעס. זוג תה, אמונה על הקדוש ברוך הוא, בליף על הקדוש ברוך הוא, חוש בליף, is the simplest, most basic principle that every youngest kid from the age of 13 to whatever age should be, has, is מוכרח to believe, it has to be. You don't need philosophy, you don't go to get a classes to understand it. As he says, the Chovas Lavo says in Shara Yichud, V'yesh b'nei onam sh'olam sh'olam liya b'mikrim v'li b'yir chaz v'sholam. There are people that say that there's no b'yir chaz v'sholam. V'teima v'eina yachtala v'dat machshov azois. V'yilom onam v'gavu sh'olmayim as God will ask you saw that. You see a fan's irrigation system. You see machinery. You see a fan in your room. Or it's Tveres Chaim. Air conditioning. Central. That's the thing that plays like 11:30 in the morning, Rabbi said. But anyway, central air conditioning. So you tell like, you know what, how'd that come into being? How does that work? How does that function? Well, you know what? It happens by itself. It was created by itself. It works by itself. It go, you look at it and have a meshugana. Obviously, so don't think of itself, obviously. The ganze bria. Every nekudas abriya from the plants, from the trees, and everything, it came out into being by itself. Of every single person to believe that there's a bari olam in a double poshet. Sui nechem moroim uleumi bo'eila. Yishayah Novi. So we never more, you'll just lift your eyes outside for a second. Chofetz Chaim Taka Paska, there's an Indian, the person not in the Oire, by the Yotza, the Oire, said to this Indian of Amuna, there's a Chiyuv of Apilu, the Chofetz Chaim Paska, in the Mokoy, there's a Chiyuv to go out and look into the Bria. And to be Schadet this week, I said, the Chiyuv of Zoyvi, you have the mitzvah that you have to be in Allah to eat before you do it. And he made a talk before, if a person wasn't Mr. Oire, the person wasn't Mr. Oire Stam in the morning, he didn't down, that's for sure, but if he wasn't Mr. Oire, by Yotzah Ma'or, the Bircha of Yotzah Ma'or is this Indian, so that he has to go out in the morning and talk and look at a tree, look at something and get this Chazkus, and Muna, that is a Bari Oilov. So your mom and Muna Shlema, Shabbari, Yisporach, Bari Umanik, it's a Oilov. And felt of them, if he's missing this, it's not chat. He's just a mime, he's a tippish. So what's the pshat of this? So how could it be that the greatest philosophers, the greatest of minds, the greatest intellect, they broke, when they tested the IQ test, they got some things went out of whack. It was so high, the intellectual level. And that these same people sit there as kaifim, not maminim. They sit there with their chest open, hairy tail with no yarmulke, walking around, ke'ilu, they own the world, and chas v'shalom not being maimin in a bari oilam. But they have the greatest of minds. How is it chayiv? So the b'chonin and the lal the gavot. Ki ha'shoichat. Ya'aver ene pikhim v'salat divrei tzadikim. There's a thing called shoichat, bribery. There's a thing that can transform a person's cook on something, his look, that even though in the Dora HaPashtus HaDogo you see it one way, but shoichat ya'aver ene pikhim ene chachomim, a person could be an emes chachom or a pikeach, or the Torah of the pikeach. Not some magazine, scientific magazine, you know, listed him as the top 10 thinkers in the world. The Torah Yuftin, the Torah calls him a Pikeach. Does make you have the step of the Torah for a Pikeach. And yet at the same time, that person, the Torah says, he can become blinded, and he can see the world misconstrued. He can be mixed up in his mind. How does that happen? Bribery. What is that koyach of shoichat? Zotav b'chonon. Shoichat is any desire that we have in this world. Physical desire. Taivis oylem hazeh. Ritzoinois, the dvorim that are not proper. That's a shoichat. A person meshuchat, for his rotzoin to have a certain object, he needs to have a car, he needs to have this, he needs to have that. That shoichat, the need to have the desires of Olam Hazeh, the physical desires of Olam Hazeh, the need for that, is shoichat. And a person's meshucha that he must have those taivis. If he doesn't have the taivis, he feels he's lost, he's gone. Remela, the ritzoinus for the taivis is a bribe. It doesn't let him see the emes ha'amiti. Because if he's going to have to believe, and if he's going to have to believe there's a boye, if he's going to have to believe there's a boye, you manik. And even though he's a very man who left an instruction booklet, and that instruction booklet mishabed me to do certain things, but that's a stira to what my heart wants me to do. My heart wants me to sleep. I sleep and sleep. And sleep more. My heart and my body. And it just wants to relax and be lazy and not. And yet there's a Torah, Toisha, which the intellect tells me that the Bore who created the world instructed us, you have to get up in the morning, and to come to davening, You have to daven, say Kriya Shema Bizman. You have to daven Shmoneh Esrei. You have to do mitzvahs, you put on tefillin and talis. I'm going to give up all my sleep. I'm going to give up my other tithes because I have to do this work. I'm a shochet. So therefore, what am I going to do with this? How am I going to be able to play to live with myself? How am I going to be able to continue on when knowing in the intellect it's right? Hashochet ya'adah. The Ratzon takes over. And the Ratzon makes it that, the Taiva makes it that, Abazoy Chas V'Shom, there's no Boy Yoyla. I have questions about Yiddishkeit. All of a sudden he has his questions. When did the question start? The famous Maaser of Chaim Volozhin, there were two Talmidim that were learning in Volozhin Yeshiva and they went off. They came back with Reb Chaim Volozhin and they said, we have questions. List of 30 questions. We have a lot of questions on Yiddishkeit. The Chaim says, I'm prepared to answer every single one of your questions. I just have one question myself. When did you have the questions? Before or after you went off? He said, well, I'll tell you the truth, it was after. So he said, those are my questions. Those are answers. I can't give answers to answers. I can only give answers to questions. You guys have your answers, you don't have questions. Your questions are there just to make sure that you stay. You develop questions because you want to stay your lifestyle. You want to live your lifestyle. You want to live your derech. You don't want to give up. These philosophers didn't want to give up their derech achayim. They wanted to be the biggest intellectual being people in the world and live like behemoths. Live like Mamash Mushchosim they once found. One of the biggest thinkers of the world, like a very, very big intellectual thinker, scientist, they found it to be a Maisa Mushchos, Mamas a Maisa Mushchos, they said, that's not me, it's not me anymore. So what's the Pshat in Chanami? He's a Behema, Be'etzem. And it's a different person. He pleaded the fifth, or the eighth. It's not me, somebody else. Of course. Because the intellect is mechayif. The tzuras achayim of the way a person is supposed to live out here, how we understand how the mind was given to someone, about mechayif to a person. But he wants to live a life of Bahami. This man in the house of Chayif. The Chastir. For the Vavchem Zuaminus. Why Levavchem Zuaminus? Levavchem is Zuaminus. Why Levavchem is the guide for the Minus? Because Levavchem is Meshuvah to the Taivis. And he doesn't want to give them up. He's Meshuvah to the Taivis. Levavchem, the Rotzein, is Meshuvah to the Taivis. He's bribed. And he's Meshuvah to those Taivis. It's a Melo that breeds the machshavas of apikorsis. But the emes, a person that really is not bribed, he's seeing in mamish how it is, it's not shayach for the youngest of people to believe that there's no chas v'shalom about it. Not shayach. Maybe the smallest of children can understand there's a bari oyla. But not if I don't want. Not if the rotz and halev doesn't want. The baggage of tzitzis is the physical, is the oilam gashmi. The Torah Doisha told us to take the tzitzis. The tzitzis, you look at Rashi, Soif Pashas, Shlach, all the Ramazim of what the tzitzis are all about. Tayag mitzvahs, the tchelis is doim liyam, the yam is liyabar, the yam is doim lirakia, the kia is hikisi hakovoid. The cook, when the tzitzis is, that the ganze beget is meshubit to that tzitzis, nisfaket, that the ganze mitzvahs of the gashmi that we have is meshubit, that is there's an olam habo. And the tachlis achrisi, the tachlis that's mamiti, and that's the tachlis of Olam HaBa. Ureisem oyster, give a cock! And them tzitzis. Look at the tzitzis! And see! Bari Oilam. See that the world was created for a purpose. To mishabed the guf, the beged, to them tzitzis. And through that cook, with that look, with that understanding, that a person's supposed to see the tzitzis, it's supposed to melt away the ritzoinos. The mela mensch can attach himself to Bari Oilam. Can see Bari Oilam. Ureisim oiso is chayat and it's called mitzvah Hashem. Dvaraglim Zok the Zoya Kodesh. So the Shon bricked off from the Zoya. The Miraglim Rishonim Alo Ro Lelochu Musa. They saw. Lelochu Musa. They didn't learn the Musa. They didn't take out the lesson they're supposed to see by seeing that Maisa. And they were Meshuchet, Zokta. They were Meshuchet. There was a Shoichat. The Shoichat was, Zokta, still Shom break from the Zoyar, that they were going to lose their stellar. They were going to Eretz Yisrael. And they were going to lose their becoming the Dean of the Seus. Memela perverted their look. They saw that they had a different cook now. And that cook left the tefillah, what the Gemara in Erechon says, that they said, Lashem Hara, about a very, very oil, and they came to tefillah be'ike. Zuhaminos. Mamish devot. From the Shoichad, Ya'aber, Enei Pichim, we're talking about the greatest of minds of the Ramban Zot. They came to a mice of a minus. What is it on the minus? He chosen to be menus of chazal and a koifa beika. Five words. Ki ha shoichad, ya'ave. The koich of shoichad. But the Bereshon gave them the maise to see the maise of Miriam to learn up. Instead, they saw a fakert. And this is a gewaldige pachad. For every person of Oisah, that a person has to understand, a person has to realize that he knows see good, that he needs glasses, he needs theoretic glasses, because a person's in very, very meshuchah, he's very, very korev to Shir Shoichad of Oisah. He's very, very korev to Tai, we're all korev. We're all carved of myself. Speaking to myself, we're all carved to Taivas on the Mazan. And because we have the kivah to that Taivas, and because the lave desires is misavid those Taivas, there's a sakona gedoyle of myself. That we're not going to see good. We're not going to see good. And we can make decisions in life, major decisions, that were affected not by our intellect. It was a very intellectual, it was a very, very thought out decision. I was on the base at Kisei and I was reading a newspaper and I decided what I'm doing in my life because I saw an article from Professor John Stone from the Hebrew University of Africa. He wrote an interesting article how important it is to study anthropology. And I made my decision on life. I'm out. I'm joining the army! I made my decision on life! I saw a soldier, I don't say what he was doing, in downtown Yerushalayim. I think the army is very nationalistic, it's very, oh come on, hogwash. You saw him with who knows who, downtown Yerushalayim. Yeah, but I have such love for my country. Come on, George. Scrap the love for the country, you know what you love. But he thinks that this decision is based on his, well thought out my decision, what I'm going to do with my career. I'm going to collect garbage. I'm going to be, if I work for the Department of Sanitation, that's it. I'm going to be a sanitation department executive. deciding who collects the garbage. Why? Well thought out decision. It makes me $35,000 a year. Well thought out decision. What are the decisions based on our Moshe? What are decisions based on our lives? Decisions that we're making to do this and to go here and to go there. What are they based on? Shoichat, Ya'aber, Einei, Chachomim, Einei, Pichim. It's Mamish Ul Shoichat. It's a real thought out decision with a decision based on tzitzis. Is that the tzitzis we make decision? What are we learning about when we make these decisions? When a person decides he's leaving yeshiva to go out, what is he looking at? What is he thinking about? Where's the decision coming from? What's he doing with his summer? Where's the decision coming from? Is it a thought out decision with the tzitzis, with the kiyah? Was it based on a taiva? But he doesn't see it because he has an agiyah, because he's blind. His mom is blind. He's deciding on his life, on how his children are going to be, on what's going to be with his grandchildren, on what's going to be with everything in his life, where he's going to go based on what? Where is the decision coming from? Did he think through it with a right hakona? Did he talk it over with a rebbe? Ain't all them roi digi atzma is not shaykh. How many gears that we have? How much shaykhad we're surrounded by? Kolmine taivis. Does the person step up and be honest with himself and say, Rebbe, what should I do and follow it? When he comes to the rebbe, oh, but I got rishus. My rebbe held of it. Rebbe, I'm going away for the summer, okay? Okay, kol tov. My Rebbe was maskim. I turned my back before he even had a word. He was maskim. 100%. All the gedolim hold in my dinner. I went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, even. And he told me I should do it. Reb Chaim doesn't read English, though. But he didn't say anything. I gave him an English petek. All the gedolim were maskim tonight. What are you talking about? Does a person want to know what is his right to do or what he wants to do? Most people do what they want to do, not what's right to do. And then they come back in life, oh, I made a terrible mistake. I shouldn't have gone away by a summer. Terrible. I told you. Oh, yeah, I know, but I just thought that I'd be mekarev so many people out there. Too bad they were mekarev me. Too bad. I thought I was just such a hashpa on that camp. I thought I would do so much good things in this place up in the mountains. I would be there at night making sure that nothing goes wrong. I'd be Makarev Yidin. I'd go out to New Mexico and be Makarev Yidin. Mamash on college campuses, the greatest thing in Chas V'Shalom. I'm not saying anything bad about that, Chas V'Shalom, if it's the right thing for you. But you're doing because you want to do it, or because it's the right thing to do. How many people come back from benazmanims, from trips, from different zachen, and they geshmet it, bring out the ruchnias ambulance, bring him back. He's coming back from benazmanim. Get the ruchnias dicka ambulance. Rebbe, I have no cheshet to learn this man so far. What happened? Sacha, you had such a good man last month. You shagged. Yeah, I went to work in Brooklyn. But who told you to stay away from Brooklyn? Yeah, but the money was so good. And I thought it would be so great. I was going to even pay an avrech to learn me in Brooklyn after nighttime. The problem is, it never worked out. I never made it to the Beis Medrash. There were other stores, other places to visit on the way to the Beis Medrash at night. And my money got spent on a few cold beers. And how much waste of true success the guy had. And he doesn't ask a rabbi, he doesn't ask a chavetoy, somebody who can see beyond the negiyah, see see beyond the blindness. You have to make yourself a Rebbe, and you have to listen to a Rebbe. You have to have a good friend and listen to him. Because we're Molei Sheikhat. Shlach Lachani Yomer, they didn't come to ask, they wanted to say that's it. What Shabbat could do, they wanted to go. Did they ask to write what we should do? What they wanted to do? And Yomer Lachar, Zot Rashi, this is the Chachamim. And Yomer Lachar, that's Beseda. I'll give you a Mokum Litois. And he makes it like a mokhan mitzvahs. There's so much toys in this world, by saying. People are making tousim left and right. Mistakes, but serious mistakes. It's not a mistake like a mistake with a pencil and an eraser. Or even a whiteout mistake. It's a wipeout mistake. A wipeout mistake. If the person doesn't learn to take the tzitzis in his hand, his point in the tzitzis, and to dedicate his life to what the right thing to do is, what the emes is, what the tzitzis stand for, then he's in a very, very dangerous, precarious state of his life. The tikkun. For the Mirag, it was the mitzvah that sits as Risa Voiso, it was Chalat, it was called mitzvahs. Don't forget it was that. Remember always what the tafkin is, the tachlis is. Is it going to lead to that tachlis? It was Chalat, it was called mitzvahs Hashem. Is it going to lead to that tafkin, that tachlis? And if you're not sure, if you have a suffix, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Because if you're not going to do that, Rabbi Sam, and then you know you say mok, there's a big mokum litois. And forever and ever, Rabbi Sam. There are people that decide to leave yeshiva early. I'm not saying everybody has to stay in yeshiva, Rabbi Sam. Everybody has to ask their Rebbe. But there are people that could have learned better, more. They could have started becoming gedolei olam, and they gave it up for what? Who knows what? For a lucrative career. A lawyer, Esquire, license plate, Sam Goldstein, Esquire, license plates. And I'm not saying, Chas v'Shalom, that everybody has a tafkid, it could be that, but you have to know Rabbi Yisrael. Maybe you can become a God of the Torah. Maybe going out into Chinuch and being married to Torah is for you. That decision, yes or no, Rabbi Yisrael, is a serious decision. Because you could have Talmidim and Talmidim and Talmidim, Rabbi Yisrael. You could write Svarim, who knows? The Ma'aseh with the Netziv. Everybody knows he was going to go to his parents when he was 12 years old. They said he should be a shoemaker. The Rebbe says that's not good enough. And he ran to shul. They cried by Aron Kodesh and became the head of the Netziv. He went to Amik. Aloha, he wrote the Svarim on the Shultis and the Sifri, Sifra, Chumash, Netziv al Hashas. All came. Because he said he decided he didn't make the wrong decision. And how many out there making decisions left and right because they don't have a Rebbe? They're in a big yeshiva or even they're in a small yeshiva. They don't want to go over because they're told the shulchet. They're bright, totally. They don't want to give up their rotzeh. They don't give up that dream that they have from since they're 7 years old. To sit with their fancy $700 suit in some office with the air conditioning blowing on them. And 7 secretaries outside. That dream, they don't want to give up. So Meir, the whole life, they're meshuchet to him. And yet, what could have become of him? Rosh Hashiva, Maravitz Torah, a Rav, a Choshev Yid, a Klal Yisrael. And I'm not, again, everybody, we're not saying that a person can't become a lawyer. That's not what the purpose of Shavuot tonight. But with the Nekuda is a Bokzai, the Gafregi. You have to have a Rav. You have to have someone you're going to ask. You have to down the sugya and you have to clear away the shaykhat. The decision should be made because it's emes. Not because I have a time for it. The decision should be made because it's right. It's what the Ibn Shalom feel. Not because I want veal. was take. When a person is isim oiso, is chayatim, is called mitzvahs, is born in the tzitzis, is born in the emes tachos from the olam hazeh rabbi yisrael. He comes to the right decisions in life. He comes to true understanding what he's in, and he lives his life in happiness. He doesn't look back one day regretting. But the Mishnah says in Kinim, Amaratzim calls manchim askinim taitim to refes. They look back on a whole life, what could I have accomplished? But I gave it up for a pair of chopsticks. To open up a sushi restaurant and eat sushi all day. What did I give it up for? Talmidei Chacham called Masman Shemaskin and Daiton, Mr. Shreves, Zetoch, the Paris, the accomplishments, Zetoch, what became of me? That is the Lima Rabbi Yisrael. Gantz Oilam Haba, the Baradim Rabbi Yisrael. Dangerous. A fragin. To work on ourselves. Re'isim oisoi. Carry the tzitzis outside proudly. Look at the tzitzis. Remember what we're here for. Be'ez Hashem b'shuzel u'bizoicha. To see the truth. B'zoicha to the amita shel Torah, the amita shel Chayim. Give a nachas ruach liyotzreinu to our parents, to Gantz Klai Yisrael. We'll see the Mashiach Sikeinu. Hey, everyone.